From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
In this edition of CSJP in 5, we journey to the community of Marvelly in Kingston, where plans are in high gear for the rollout of a breakfast program.
We've noticed that there's a need because a person may have leave the community to go to school without being fed in the mornings. And persons are saying that you can't learn on an empty stomach. So it is the goal of to have a program where persons can get something to eat, whether it be porridge or a warm cooked meal. Persons will be eating that before they leave out for school in the morning.
That's Chad Morgan, president of the Marvelly Police Youth Club and event coordinator of the Community Citizens Association. Mr. Morgan says to realize this goal, members of the community recently staged its first annual extravaganza for charity.
Extravaganza was a show put on by the Citizen Association. So this was held in the form of a bingo party where persons come out and play bingo games. They win prizes sponsored by community members, the Member of Parliament and the Council for the area.
He says the day was a huge success.
The people did turn out and it was successful. We made the money that we intended on making. And it was a good day. The community itself turned out and we got support from surrounding communities as well.
With the successful staging of the extravaganza, the community is now putting the final pieces in place for the rollout of the breakfast program, projected to benefit 60 students each day.
Well, it's currently in the planning stage. We are hoping to bring it about very soon, within the next month, a month and a half.
The community's youngsters are also doing big things. The Marvelly Police Youth Club recently staged its third annual fashion show. With the proceeds from the show, the youth club was able to contribute to the projects being undertaken by service clubs in the community.
The fashion show is also a youth success. We had massive turnout from the community. We had great support from the persons from the Marvelly Police Youth Club and surrounding clubs. And we had a bit of a problem getting sponsorship for the clothing for the fashion show. But when we hit this roadblock, we came together as a club and we used our own stuff. We modeled our own clothes and shoes, and because the show must go on. And surprisingly, it went really well.
Well, yeah, it was truly exciting. There were a lot of young people, as well as grown people. You know, we got a lot of support from the community at large. It was good. They enjoyed themselves, you know. We had giveaways, and it was done with the intention to create some social activity within the area. Not that it doesn't happen, but in many areas, you find more parties going on than anything else. So with this now, there's something for the youth, for the younger people that is clean and it is safe, and everybody can enjoy themselves.
Police Youth Club member Nicole Hillard, and before her, president of the club, Chad Morgan. A key element of the Citizen Security and Justice Program's mandate is to strengthen the capacity of community-based organizations. Strong community groups working together means stronger communities. So it's no wonder the CSJP team was eager to assist the community groups in their efforts.
CSJP brings people together. When we have the things and they're together, they pull them together. For example, we needed flyers as soon as we finished planning, and just like that, we got a flyer sprinted to CSJP. They directed us to the Member of Parliament, which was one of our sponsors for the event, and we did get sponsorship through them for that. So they are one of the persons that helped with mobilizing for the project. Even for the bingo party, the extravaganza, they were a major stakeholder in that. They helped us in mobilizing, getting persons out, getting other communities involved in this project.
President of the Marvelly Police Youth Club, Chad Morgan. That's it for this week's edition of CSJP in 5. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.